Hassan Kabir from Number One Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.
So last month then, when Number One Solicitors were in the studio, we were talking about grandparents and the ability that they have to have access to their grandchildren. If you want to go and listen to that and find out more, you can do that right now, strayfm.com/family. But this month we're talking about parents and about child contact for mums and for dads. And as always, in the studio, I have Ehsan Kabir from Number One Solicitors. Hello, Ehsan.
Good evening, Beth.
So parents then, child contact, a phrase that I often hear thrown around, child custody. What is that to a novice like myself?
A parent or any person that has child custody is generally responsible for the day-to-day care of the child and has authority to make important decisions over the child. So these could be a roof over their head, food, clothing, educational development, disciplining the child, choosing and providing what type of an education the child would have.
So it must be quite a generalisation then that you come across, but if a heterosexual couple split up, more often than not, I would guess child custody goes automatically to the mother. That, I presume that doesn't have to happen, though. There's no reason why child custody couldn't go to the father.
Not at all. There is a real misconception insofar as feeling that mothers have more rights than them. The rights are actually equal. I've successfully proven this by securing countless fathers with a shared care residence order, which effectively means that the child lives with the father for half a week and then the child lives with the mother for the other half of the week. And both parents have an equal say on the child's upbringing. I regularly act for both fathers and mothers, which means I can be fending on either side of this argument. I guess my advice to anyone looking to resolve child contact or any child-related issue is that you just need the right solicitor, the solicitor that will listen to you and that is skilled to get you what you need in a cost-effective and timely manner.
If contact is stopped, you sometimes hear about this, don't they? So a mother or a father has actually said, no, you're not allowed to see my son or daughter. Is that something that you and the team at Number One Solicitors deal with, and what can you do from that point?
Absolutely. If contact has been stopped, we need to explore and assess the reasons for why. I act for a number of clients where we have unfortunately had to stop contact, but I always try and assess ways and means of allowing contact where necessary.
I know that we've mentioned this before in other recordings, but you can't act for both parents, can you? So it's almost it's a first come, first serve. Whoever gets to Number One Solicitors first, that's who you're acting for.
Indeed, I can only act for one. There have been quite a lot of occasions where I've had the two come to me, but it would be on a first come, first serve basis. You know, if there are any listeners out there that have any kind of child access issues or that just want to discuss and explore their options, I'd love to speak to you. Be happy to have an informal, free 15-minute consultation with yourselves, and it'd be a matter of you getting in contact with our office.
Ehsan Kabir and his team at Number One Solicitors help a wide range of people with all sorts of family law issues, including divorce, grandparent rights, child custody and prenuptial agreements. And one of Ehsan's clients, Jennifer, had this to say about her experience with Number One Solicitors compared to previous experiences.
I've had dealings with other solicitors, family solicitors in the past, and they were nothing compared to Number One Solicitors at all. They were very humdrum, very as if I was a number to them, which is completely different to how Number One Solicitors deal with you. They ask you how you are, they get more onto a personal level with you, and they become a friend almost. They make you feel safe, they make you feel confident within yourself, which is nothing that I've experienced before.
I suppose the area of family law is obviously it's so close. It's so close to you and it's of things that really matter to you. So to be dealing with somebody who, as you said in the first instance, somebody who would see you as a bit of a number and it's not a personal relationship, that kind of feels wrong, doesn't it?
It certainly does, yes. It's not right. I think the first time wasn't a nice experience. They were just willing to sign the paperwork and that was it. It was over. Whereas a son is very much, how are you feeling? Are you okay? And he'll explain things that happened. He instills the intelligence into you, and he's amazing. He's a great asset to his firm, to be honest.
If you'd like more information on how Number One Solicitors could help you, or to organise your free 15-minute consultation, you can do that right now at onesolicitors.co.uk.
Esan Kabir from Number One Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.